Hi, good evening, sir. My name is Marcos Quijano from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and also the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Does you or anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, print, radio, internet, or television station?
No.
Am I speaking with Willie Watkins?
Yes.
Okay. You mentioned that nobody works in a internet. And are you older than 21, or are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? White, African American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
African American.
Okay. What is your age?
58.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed, sir?
Dissatisfied.
And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want to the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of the of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can choose any number between 0 to 10. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read them to you. Reducing substance abuse in our community, how would you rate it? From 0 to 10?
I would rate that an 8.
And protecting voting rights and democracy from 0 to 10?
10.
And what about fighting racism and discrimination?
10.
And improving K through 12 education?
10.
And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Excuse me, 10.
And making college more affordable?
9.
Okay. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people? Do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say getting worse.
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community and are better, worse, or about the same as in our white communities?
Worse.
And which of the followings do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. I'm going to read them to you. Heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. Vaping, alcohol, cigarettes, marijuana, and other cannabis products, or opioids, and fentanyl.
Opioids. And fentanyl.
Okay.
I'm sorry, could I change that?
Definitely. So let me go ahead and make that change. Go ahead.
I would say crack and fentanyl. Or cocaine. Crack.
Crack and cocaine?
Crack and fentanyl.
Remember the...
Pardon?
Crack and fentanyl. You can select up to two. So you can select heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Or you can also, and you can select the other option, which is opioids and fentanyl. You would like those two?
Yes.
Okay. And I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco or nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community? Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Do you agree or disagree the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of Americans, adults who can't wait or won't quit cigarettes, switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products? Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the products. E-cigarettes or vapes? Would you be very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
What about heat, not burn tobacco products?
Not familiar.
Not familiar?
Not familiar.
Okay. What about oral nicotine pouches?
Somewhat
very familiar. Somewhat familiar?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about one in nine adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about one in five deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke, and only one out of in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful from tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for those for these changes? Would you think it's the cost of smoking that has gone up, the introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the markets, or more government restrictions and bans, or would you think it's more education and anti-tobacco advertising that caused this, what I just read to you?
I think it's more... above all else, I think it's the anti-smoking,
the advertising?
Yes.
Okay. And, I would like to read you two statements about cigarettes, smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree, with more. would be the following statements. We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. And the other statement reads, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Which one of those two would you agree with more?
The first statement.
First statement?
Yes.
Okay. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Should it be much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, or much less harmful?
I would say less harmful.
Would that be a somewhat or much less harmful?
I don't. I guess somewhat less harmful.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statements and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statements, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statements at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. I'm gonna read the statements at this moment. It reads the first statements. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals also to cause cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen, while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive. They represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. How would you rate that statement from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, and the following statement reads, when someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives than that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. How would you agree with it from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, many people who smoke today come from minority populations. Nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention, but we can't just pretend this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. How would you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
8.
What about the following statements? Let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, We are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke. And we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who will still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. How would you agree from 0 to 10 from that of that statement?
10.
Okay, what about the following statements? Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. How would you agree from 0 to 10 the statement that I just read?
5.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It is okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advertising tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation of support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community? How would you agree with that statement now? Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And do you agree or disagree the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of American adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes, switching to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products? Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagreed, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, liquor or spirits?
Yes.
What about beer?
Oh, I'm sorry. I used beer, not spirits.
Okay. And what about soda or pop soda? Soda pop?
Yes.
And you said cigarettes, no, correct?
Yes.
Or you do smoke cigarettes in this within this last days that I just mentioned to you? The last 30 days?
Yes.
And what about pipe tobacco?
No.
And oral nicotine pouches?
No.
What about smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
What about cigars?
No.
And wine?
No.
Coffee?
In the past 30 days? Yes.
What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate with a bachelor's degree, postgraduate, a master's, MBA in law, PhD, MD, etc.
some college and vocational training.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how do you think of your current economic situation? Would you say wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of the union or employee association?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Do you identify? No. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would that be a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I have a question about that. Does that mean if I'm not a strong Democrat, does it make me a Republican or an independent?
It will still make you a Democrat, but not a strong Democrat. But yes, a strong Democrat, it's definitely a Democrat.
I guess I'd say somewhat strong Democrat.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinions are very important. I hope you have, and I wish you a very good night, okay, sir?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. You as well.